Hi, I'm Lena. You're listening to Radio Up, www.radio-up.org.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to Radio Up. Today, we'll be talking about the benefits of good friends. So the first question we have for our members is, how long does it take to make good friends? Lena, would you like to tell us?
Yes, actually, I feel that both questions, how long does it take to make good friends and how to develop listening skills, go hand in hand, because I think that if, for example, you have a relationship where it's like a give and take and you have to cultivate your skills, your listening skills, and you have to give the other person a chance to say what they need to say. The thing is that if you develop good listening skills, I feel that you have a better chance of making friends, because listening is a very important part, I think, in friendships, and also empathizing with other persons or your friends or whatever. So I see them as going hand in hand, really.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Lena. Heidi, do you have any tips on how we can develop listening skills?
The first thing is that we have to listen to the other person, and we should not think about our answer already. We should wait, and we should think with the other person.
I think it is important, like Heidi said, is that you give the other person a chance to express themselves, and you don't automatically react to what they say if you don't agree at all with what they say. But you let them have a chance to speak, and then you take turns speaking or empathizing or whatever.
The next question we have is, what do we expect from our friends? Alex, would you like to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So what I usually expect from good friends is someone who's loyal, someone who has compassion, so they feel the same emotions as you, that you can relate to them, someone who's has steady growth in his life. I would say someone who's a good influence, which is very important, and have fun and do hobbies together.
That's true. That's very important.
I agree with that.
Christine, what do you expect from your friends?
I would like a friend that is willing to listen to me when I have like a problem or there's something that's upsetting to me, that they're there for me and they're able to communicate with me. But also I would like to have a good friend that enjoys the same things as I do, that would be able to go out and, you know, have dinner with, but also a friend that enjoys, has some of the same interests, for example, movies, or who enjoys knitting. I would like, but also just a friend that you can just maybe have a cup of coffee with to share that with instead of going on my own. And that's about it.
Thank you for that. Now, the next question is, how are we benefiting from good friends? Lisa, would you like to tell us how you benefit from good friends?
I benefit from good friends by knowing that I have somebody in my corner, somebody that listens to me when I have a problem or when I'm feeling down, and somebody that's non-judgmental, that's very unconditional, and that has an open ear to me when I need to talk about something, and somebody to go out with and having company instead of being alone.
Yeah, company is really important.
I think I would be benefiting from having a good friend is not being so isolated and being able to connect with someone else. Being always alone is not a good idea. It'd be better to share part of my life with someone.
Brooke, did you want to answer as well?
I just have a couple things. I think the benefit of having a good friend is friends are caring. So their caring helps us when people care about each other. And having a good conversation is always very good for a person, a good conversation between friends. And I think somebody said it, I'll just repeat, similar interests, if you have similar interests, that's very good. And also, if you've been friends for a long time, then you have a lot of good memories that you can go over and not only look forward to speaking to them in the future, but yeah, I've got a lot of good memories that will last a long time. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Imad, what do you think the benefits of good friends are?
It depends to which age. Like when I was 19 years old in Beirut, my friend, whenever the car, the wheel explodes there, so I call him, he comes and we take the wheel to the garage to fix it. And sometimes we share the gasoline in the car, so we can go out and have fun together. But here, I had some good friends too. On Facebook, I have a lot of friends from Up House, from also the family can be good friends too.
Mm-hmm.
Like my sister, for example, she brought me this kind of mask that doesn't go on the ears, it goes on the back. And I like that. I have sensitive ears. I don't like anybody to touch my ears. But also, at Up House, every day we used to see friends there, right? And dance and parties. So is that good enough, no?
That's
great. Excellent, yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Earlier, Lisa said something about friends being non-judgmental, and I saw a lot of people agreeing with her. Lina, do you want to tell us more about how that's important in a friend?
Well, I think that if you can get a friend who is non-judgmental, I think that is a very precious quality to have a friend have.
To have a friend that's non-judgmental to me means I'm able to express what I believe or what my opinion is, and that my friend respects that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all very different. We all have different ideas. We all think differently. And if my friend can respect that, then to me, that's very important.
Yes, I just wanted to say that communication is also very important with the friends. If you communicate continuously, you can have friends for a very long time. That's a long-term relationship. That's very important also.
Yes.
Everybody gets to choose the friend that suits him.
It's very important to have good, like everyone said, communication skills, be there for one another, share sorrow news sometimes, and be able to support them when they're going through a rough time, and be there when they're having a good time as well. Like now, it's a very difficult time for most people because of the COVID. We're isolated. So what's good is that we have Zoom and we can connect even with that. So that's a good thing. Quantity of the friend, it's the quality of a friend.
Right.
So true.
I have two kind of friends. I have deep friends, affectionate friends, and I have simple friends. Simple friend, it means that I put a distance between them, but I still enjoy the company. They give me inspiration to write.
Alina, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I reestablished a long-term friendship through, of course, Messenger. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that it was a real treat to have the opportunity to reconnect with this person. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. That must have been really awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I would like to give an example of what a good friend is.
Go ahead.
I have to go to have my vaccination done, and it's at the Carey Square, and I'm not very comfortable in going there. So my friend Ingrid is coming with me, and she knows where to go, and it calms me. I'm very happy about that.
That's so nice, Heidi.
So, For the last question about our topic, it is, am I a good friend? And if I am in trouble, can I count on my friends? Heidi, would you like to tell us about this?
I think that I'm a good friend. I try to stay in touch with my friends, and I like it when they call me and remember me. And if I'm in trouble, I have friends that I can count on, and it's a very important for me to know that who I can count on, because as Suzanne says, that she has different kind of friends. I have friends that are long-term, and they will, if I call them, I don't always talk to them, but if I talk to them, it's as if I had never stopped talking to them, because we are so close to each other.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so nice, Heidi.
Mm. Keeping the communications open is a very important part of friendship. And I think that everybody here really understands what it is to be a friend.
At our house, it's very easy to make friends.
Yes, it
is. Yes, that's true.
Knitting friends, Heidi.
Yes, that's right, Christine.
To have good friends, you have to trust them, and you have to get to know them, and the communication opened like that. You can have long-term relationship with people.
Well, thank you for adding that. So that closes off our topic of the benefits of good friends. Thank you for joining our conversation today, and have a nice day. We apologize for the static you might hear from time to time.
Welcome to be with us. Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.